Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining. Okay, thank you for joining us for the monthly VR call. We have a short agenda today, so that'll be a good thing because that means that we'll have more time to take questions and answers from everyone. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the call. And first on the agenda is a cost reimbursement update. And Danielle Armstrong is here to, I'm sorry, Raquel Colborne will give you that update. Raquel is the person that you may recognize her voice. She mans our help desk. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Raquel. I just have one quick reminder in regards to our fiscal year 2016 cost formula. I know that it's not the time for anyone to submit it since you have to wait for the RSA 2 information the end of this month. But please, I do encourage you to go ahead and continue to send in any claims with a VR closure date of October or later. That's important because we have to stamp it the day it's received. And we need to use that information. We don't want you to hold on to it and end up with an untimely filing. So if anyone had any questions about that or still have questions, you know how to reach me at the help desk or give me a call. That's all I have for today. Everyone, if I don't speak with you, have a great holiday.
Okay, thanks, Raquel. Michelle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Regina.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have a few general announcements I would like to share with you all. For the holiday schedule here at the Ticket Program Management Office, we will be closed for Friday, December the 25th, and we will be closed for on Friday, January 1st, 2016. If you go to our website on either one of those 2 days, you will get a message that the office here is closed. We don't foresee any major snowstorms on the horizon. However, please check the Office of Personnel Management, OPM schedule, which has basically, they have a color code, which is red, yellow, and green. Red indicates that all federal offices in the greater Washington, D.C. area are closed, and the McLean office here in Virginia follows that schedule. Baltimore is in a different geographical area and they follow a different snowstorm alert. So again, if between now and the 1st of January we have a snowstorm or inclement weather, please check Office of Personnel Management, their website, and then also the ticket website will be updated as well if we are closed due to weather. The next call after today's call follows the same schedule, second Tuesday of the month, and that will be on Tuesday, January the 12th. We are really pleased and excited to have Amy Porter, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Rehabilitation Services, present on that call. That call has been, it's a combination of several organizations working with the Connecticut Department of Rehabilitation Services around providing work incentive counseling services. And we are very fortunate to be able to have the lead participants of this study that has been published nationally to share their outcomes with us on the call in January. So please mark your calendar, have your staff tune in to hear that call because it's more than just about, it's more about how we can work the work incentive counseling component into our services for individuals on the Ticket to Work program. And that concludes my announcements, Regina. Turning it back to you.
Thanks very much. I'm going to put Danielle Armstrong on the telephone. Danielle wants to talk to you about some recent visitors that we had in here from the state VRs. Danielle?
Hello, everyone. It's just a reminder that we do offer a two-day training here at our location as you get in new VR staff or if you need refreshers for your staff. We, over the course of the 2 days, we go over everything that you would need to know about the ticket program, the EM payment process, the VR payment process, and pretty much everything in between, the submission of both payments, the information you need for the portal for suitability. So it's kind of a two-day everything you need to know. Again, like I said, new staff, refresher training. We just recently had staff from the New Jersey and Colorado VRs. If that is something that you need or you're interested in, contact the help desk, or you can contact Linda Custis directly. She's actually the one that has spoken with quite a few of you about setting up this training, and we schedule that based on your needs and availability. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle. And next we have Katie, and Katie's going to give you an update on the ticket portal. Katie Stridranger. Katie?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I want to start off with a reminder of one of the fields in the ticket portal. One of the main screens that we all use is a check ticket assignability to check on the status of a ticket. The in-use field on that screen, when it says whether a ticket is in use or not, that in-use field refers to CDR protection. If that says in-use is yes, then the beneficiary does have CDR protection. If it says no, then the beneficiary does not have CDR protection and has most likely, if the ticket is not assigned, failed TPR. The in-use field has nothing to do with whether or not the ticket is currently assigned. That information can be seen in the box in the middle of the screen with the assignment history. If you have any questions about any specific SSNs, please make sure you send it to the VR help desk. If something does not match, you can also check whether a ticket has failed TPR if you see an in-use status of no. If you go to your list of beneficiaries, you will see the last TPR status, you will see that they failed, and that will indicate that that is what that field is showing you. I do want to go over some information about the new release. We're having a new release of the ticket portal on Saturday, December 19th. The portal is going to be unavailable for about half the day while we make sure everything is correctly working, so you will see a notification from us about that. So that's two Saturdays from now on the 19th. We're making some enhancements to the check ticket assignability screen that I was just telling you about. From that screen, the key thing about that screen is that you can type in an SSN and it immediately brings you to a beneficiary, whereas going to the two main lists of the tickets currently assigned to me or formerly assigned to me brings you to a list of names without the SSN, and I know it has been difficult for some of you to get to the particular beneficiary you wish to take an action on from those two links. With December, you can go to the check ticket assignability, type the SSN in, and on that screen, you will have the option to unassign the ticket, convert the case from a VR to a ticket if the 90 days have not passed. If that is a valid option, you will see the button appear. You will not see buttons for something you cannot do for a ticket. You'll also be able to take any tickets and convert them to VRs, and these are for tickets currently assigned to you. And then also the actions menu that you're just navigating to from the current beneficiary list, you'll actually see an option to click on the link for the options menu from that screen. So we're making that check ticket assignability screen a much better resource for you. If you have a beneficiary and you know the SSN, we can get you to the information and the actions you want to take a lot faster than before. Another field on the spreadsheet, as you may know, when you go to the list of current beneficiaries in the portal, you see you can have the option to download the entire list to Excel. When you download that list to an Excel spreadsheet, you do have the SSN that is provided for you there. We are adding another field to the file, and that is the resident state of the beneficiary. So those are the major changes with the December 19th release. If anyone encounters any problems, please do let us know in the VR help desk after the release. And if there are any problems, you will be getting an email from us or we'll be communicating using the announcement screen. So hopefully everything goes smoothly and we have no problems, but just to let you know, that is in our future.
Okay. Thanks, Katie. Michelle, we're going to turn it back over to you in case there are any questions in reference to the portal or just questions about VR in general. Michelle?
Okay. Yes, thank you, Regina. And operator will open our line for questions from our participants. I do not see any questions on our chat line. It's kind of quiet today. Thank you, everyone, for those updates. Operator, do we have any questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press star followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the pound key. One moment for our first question. Your first question comes from the line of Tom Shurick.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. It's actually Eric. I'm here with Tom.
Go ahead, please. Hi, Eric.
Just a couple real quick questions. One, I was just wondering, what's the most recent or current month or quarter of wages that you guys are working from for cost reimbursement claims right now?
September 2015.
Okay, great, thanks. And then the other question I had is in regards to submitting the batch files on the portal. I just had a question about, we keep getting stuck up on cases with leading zeros and the format that we should be submitting those in. Leading zeros don't really work very well with CSV files, so I keep having to try to convert those to dashes or not to dashes or to have the leading zeros or to not have the leading zeros. What's the best format for those specific cases?
Okay, so walk me through what you're trying to do. So how are you creating the file?
Well, right now the problem is it's we're using an Excel spreadsheet or Excel sheet that we have our aware system kind of bring out for us. And whenever I submit a batch file that doesn't have any cases with, like, leading zeros on them, everything works fine. But any cases that we have with leading zeros, usually those bounce back and I give me an error message that it says there's an error on line one, incorrect character, and it seems to only be happening with a leading zero example. So I try to do them without the zeros, but that doesn't seem to work either. And so usually I end up having to do them with dashes and the leading zeros, and that just doesn't seem to work very well with Excel CSV files. It kind of gives me a lot of errors trying to produce it that way. So I'm just trying to figure out what format you guys would recommend to submit those cases that have zeros at the beginning of the SSN.
Yeah, there is a problem with Excel. Excel does drop leading zeros. We do not use Excel here to open CSV files. The best thing to use, actually, is something like WordPad or Notepad. Okay. My guess is if you were to take your CSV file that you're getting that line one error, if you open that in Notepad or WordPad, you probably see there's some kind of special character at the beginning of your file or your line that is being put in there.
Compatibility for Excel. Okay, yeah. I can try to do it from WordPad or Notepad instead.
If it isn't a huge inconvenience, but I would, even just the ones you get an error on, if you would, you know, I mean, that's usually how I inspect a file, is by opening it in something like that, because that will retain the leading zeros in your CSV file while Excel just drops them, and that's just something about Excel that it's just not friendly in that way, and there's really nothing we can do about Excel. If you continue to have problems, just send something to the VR help desk and we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
We can find a better way to help you. So you're downloading the file is coming out of aware, and then you manipulate
it. And then I'm converting it. I can't recall, but I'm getting it as a text file from our information system staff that work through aware. I'm getting it as a text file, but then in order to bring it in to upload it, I need to make it a CSV, and that whatever defaults on my computer to Excel. But I can certainly try to get it to default to Notepad for those examples. What I've been doing is just taking out the couple that are leading zeros and producing that file a different way to get it to you. But Notepad sounds like it might be a better option. So I'll go ahead and try that next time.
If the format you previously used to submit files using the, you know, as TXT files from aware, all you should have to do to get it to work in the portal is not even open the file, just rename the file so the extension is .csv and not .txt. You shouldn't have to open the files and make any changes to them. I bet opening the files in Excel and saving them as a CSV is doing something funky to it.
Yeah, I think I might know what's going on, because I think the first time I did that, I just did the rename. The second time I did the rename, but then I think I opened it, and then it gave me the message about, you know, are you sure you want to save it this way? Compatibility or something. Okay, I'll give that a try next time, too.
Yeah, so just try not opening it and see if that – I bet it's Excel just screwing it up.
Okay, that's perfect. I appreciate it.
Now, this is a twofer. This is Tom, and I have a question which goes back to cost formulas. Out of the WIOA, we understand that RSA is making a change so that we – VR agencies are no longer going to be submitting the RSA 113, which is used in the cost formula. But as of the fourth quarter of 2016, we'll be relying on and substituting the 9/11 report for in place of the 113. So my question is Social Security and RSA talking about this issue in relation to how it will impact the calculation of cost formulas?
Hi, Tom. This is Raquel. Actually, Nate Arnold and I have already had one conference call with RSA, and I'm sure it's going to just continue. We just need to follow up at some point next year. So to answer your question, yes, we have been in communication with them in regards to that.
You've made me very happy. Thank you. I'm very, very glad to hear that. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, for an audio question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. That is star one to ask an audio question.
Operator, do we have another caller?
There are no further questions at this time.
Very good. We have completed our announcements. Again, we really would like to encourage everyone to include your staff on a call next month to hear Amy Porter, Commissioner from the Connecticut Department of Rehabilitation Services. And all of us here from TPM wish all of you out there a very happy and merry holiday. From SSA, any closing remarks?
No, same here. We wish everyone happy holidays, and we'll talk to you on the 12th. Thank you.
Thank you. Operator, this concludes our call.
Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. Presenters, please hold your lines.